I am love. So now let us cover a little more of these dark night experiences. When we are having deeper contemplations of our soul connection, this going within, as I mentioned before, will bring up old stuff, and we could be feeling that we are bad and unworthy creatures as discussed. Perhaps because we are no longer manifesting like we used to, we may begin to have thoughts that all of these spiritual practices are a waste of time and useless. This again is our ego being a scallywag. These thoughts do not belong with our soul, and our ego knows this. Our faith seems to be wavering because things in our life experience now seem to be going from bad to worse. We wonder what has happened, as when we were first swimming into the sea at level 2 and using all that groovy stuff like the law of attraction, all was manifesting beautifully, left, right, and center. We may cry, "Why? Why are things not happening? I love God. I'm doing my affirmations. I'm doing my spiritual practices. Why?" But were we? Were we really? If we take off the layers and really look within, we may find that we had in fact become lazy and judgmental. If we come into level 3 in this way, our dark night of the soul will be pretty intense, as we are still focusing on what we are not getting from the world. And as the layers come off, we will see how fearfully we have been living, and it will not feel good. I'm just going to interject here for a second. If someone ever told you, you know, make sure that you meditate 2 or 3 times a week, I do not recommend that. Meditate every day. You're better off meditating 4 times a day for just 2 minutes each time than waiting to do like an hour 3 times a week, because the hour will just not feel good. You won't be connecting. So I recommend that you do that. And of course, if you want to get more meditation suggestions, you would have, if you read the book, found something at the very end of the book. But I'm going to share this with you right now because you may truly want to start meditation practice immediately. So if you go to msuccessclub.com or mysticalsuccessclub.com, on the left-hand side there at the home page, you'll see meditation suggestions or practices. And go there and open that up, and there will be a password. And that password is enter the sea, low caps and no spaces. So the password, because it's password protected, is enter the sea. And then you can download a PDF file, or you can actually listen to me going through different suggestions I've got in different meditations. So back to our book. Now, we were talking about if we come into level 3 in this way, our dark night of the soul will seem pretty intense, as we are still focusing on what we're not getting, what we're not getting from the world. And as the layers come off, we'll actually see how fearfully we have been living, and it will not feel good. We may have been relying on our thinking alone and felt that our brain or our mind was the power doing all this manifesting. We were not realizing it is only the divine presence within us that does the work. Of ourselves, we can do nothing. We had held on instead of letting go. Now, we can manifest using the mind, but what we're actually doing when we're using the mind in this way, we're visualizing, but we're still using the powers that are in the world, in the Maya. I'm not going to go into depth about what that means in this conversation, but just please keep reading and keep listening to me so that you will understand a little bit. Intellectually, you may not, but esoterically, you will start to feel it, because it's the letting go. What can we do? Okay, this is what we can do. Now we begin to set strong intentions of what it is we wish to experience and continue to feel, just like we did in level 2. We continue to do this. We write down what it is we want. We see it as if it's already happened right now. We set that as a powerful intention, as if it's already happened, that what we wish to manifest is here now. And then instead of holding these intentions, we release them, we let them go, and then meditate into the silence. Just let go. Later, ideas and solutions will come to us after we have felt a peaceful knowing, a feeling that all is well. In level two, we use visualization practices, but we don't actually get into meditation. We just don't seem to be as attracted to it. So using the power of meditation after a visualization and after setting an intention is extremely powerful. It truly is magical. We now know that we can be guided by our higher self as to what actions to take. And we take these actions now with confidence and mindfulness. We also learn to be not attracted to the outcome as we go about our daily work. We do not continue to hold these intentions after we get this all is well feeling after meditation, but we do take action. We absolutely take action, but action with no attachment, not to the how or to the outcome. There is only now. Our now will then stretch into a positive, more powerful extra now, an extra moment. So we're stretching towards the future, you might say, but it's not. There's only now. So what we're doing is we're creating right now more powerful nows where spirit is with us intensely. When I went through my dark nights of the soul, they were so intense and felt so painful that I didn't think I was actually going to survive. I begged God to show me a way. I cried, "Michelle here, God, remember me? I'm really doing my best and I just mustn't be good enough. I mustn't be aware enough. I just mustn't be true enough. I must not love you enough, God. I have people relying on me, God. What can I do? Please help me. What am I to do next, God?" I beseeched. "I am praying. I am working 16, 18 hours a day, but nothing right now seems to be happening. What can I do next, God? Are you even there? I know that you're there inside of me. I know I've seen it happen. I've seen miracles in my life. What is happening? Why is nothing happening? I just must not be worthy enough." You see, I was beseeching a God outside of myself, but I had to go through this. And for me, it came on and off for quite a while because I did not understand what was happening to me. I thought I was actually in a depression and began to feel so unworthy. These periods did not last for long. And when I came out of them, it was as if a light had come on inside of me, and I'd had light come on inside of me before, but this was like nothing I had ever experienced. Everything was greener, brighter. I was illuminated from the inside out. I felt at one. I mean, I didn't just feel at one with all of life. I was at one with all of life. I was one with everything. Now, if I had but known what I know today, I would have worked much more diligently on my meditation practices. But I didn't know that the best thing I could do was meditate even when I was feeling bad. No matter what, I should have, I'm shooting on myself here, kept up my meditation practices. But because I was confused, these dark night experiences kept coming, but they never lasted long. I kept working on my career as my work is pure love for me. It is my life. With my life to God, my work, it's all one. It's all in the same basket for me. So I never gave up. But work and action just wasn't not enough. I was not refueling enough from source. I was using my sheer willpower to keep on going. So I was becoming much drained of my life force. I actually got quite sick at one stage. Sometimes I wondered when the light would stay on and if these experiences would ever quit. But as soon as I began exercising my body regularly, eating well, and meditating every morning, lunchtime, in the afternoon, and at night, these dark nights did stop. And as I said, when I came out of them, it was the most amazing experience ever. I mean, it's just, there's no way to describe this beautiful experience when you get illuminated, when eternity illuminates you like that. It is just humbling and so beautiful. But not knowing what we're going through, this is one of the reasons I was guided to write this section of the book. It's so important to me that I can help others, because this can be really, really, really freak people out, and they can feel suicidal during this time because they don't feel worthy. Not knowing what we are experiencing is what makes it worse and very confusing, especially when we know we've got good intention. We know we love. We know our heart and intention is on track. So we begin to lose faith in ourselves, not really in God, but in ourselves. And that is truly who we are. So I pray that my intention, I am saying this with all of my heart and soul and allowing all of my lineage and all of the light from God, that this book and my sharing with you my own experience will help you to gain some clarity about what is happening so that you will not have to go through as much pain as I did, or any of that pain. At that time, I hardly ever let anyone see me in this state. I would still do my best to seem happy, as I did not wish for anyone to take on my low energy. And inside, I still knew that God inside of me was love and loving me. The I in me was God. It is my intention that these words and light help you understand and release your sorrow and pain. I may not know you in person, but we are all connected, and I do love you. And I wish to see you move into the deeper seas. It is so very worth it, and that is my life's purpose. The good news is, once I had a spiritual realization, I was back on track. Everything was so alive, and I was so much in love with everything. Everything was just overwhelmingly beautiful. So may these experiences give you more compassion for yourself and clarity. As I mentioned, no one at the time could really explain it to me. I continued to feel lost and confused until it revealed itself. Some wonderful teachers, I mean really beautiful teachers and friends, did their best to really help me through this, but I never really got it until I got it. The intention here is for you to know that yes, you may still go through some of these experiences, some of you won't. But also know if you do, that there is light, healing, love, and so much more waiting at the end of the dark tunnel. There are rainbows. Cliched, but true. After we go through these experiences, we may actually return to certain books written by great teachers of enlightenment and feel as if we had never before read their words, because our soul is now connected, has become one with us, and we feel the words through our soul, and the love and the tears of bliss come rushing forth. Oh, what bliss! This part two of this book was written, as I said, in so many ways, but in the most important ways for us to all understand what the heck these teachers of thousands of years past were actually talking about. I thought I understood, but I did not. They actually speak about these dark nights in some of these wonderful Eastern books. I didn't recognize what they were talking about at the time. But when you know, well, then you know. So now I'm saying and explaining what I went through in very, very simple terms. I'm a simple person, so I always explain things in a simple way, because I thought I understood, but I didn't. Truth cannot be intellectualized, but it can be understood a little bit better if you can speak it simply. I may still not fully understand, but I feel it. Oh yes, the love and light blows me away with bliss and with deep gratitude. I thank these beings of light who came here where there is so much pain and suffering to pull us out of the riptides. There are in fact some enlightened teachers on the planet today, and maybe one or two actually from the West. so keep your soul open for their call. When we come through all of this in level 3, we really feel our connection to our own beautiful soul and know that the light is within us, closer than our breath, closer than hands and feet. We know it has nothing to do with the human self, that there's no good or bad, there is only light. We start to actually appreciate our body. You know, they say that there's no body, it's all an illusion. Yes, but we experience the light through the body and through the ethereal body, so it's all important and it's all beautiful. And we still may not feel completely united with God at level 3, but we feel beautiful. Yes, we at times do feel such a bright connection. Our head buzzes with the light, but only occasionally. We may still be at the very beginnings of level 3. We may still think of God as someone we pray to. Note, this deserves repeating. Please remember, there are thousands of mind states we go through. As I've said maybe a million times before, we are keeping it simple here, so we do not feel we are all alone within our experiences. So that's why we're calling them level 3. Now, even if we think of God as light, God could still be an entity that we are praying to at level 3. When we get past this duality, even for only a moment, we can swim into greater seas of awareness and joy. But then we can slip back with the tides. We can even have experiences where we leave our body and really feel we are one with the light. And we are at that time. But it is not a permanent experience. We may think, wow, I've arrived. And as soon as we start feeling that we've arrived, we are going back down to level 2 without even realizing it. We have allowed our ego to take over some power. And then we may go through another dark night of the soul. Again, who am I to think that I know God? Woe is me, I'm not worthy. Because we are not realizing that we are an instrument for light. We do not fully realize our God connection at earlier level 3, but it is much closer. Closer than hands and feet.